On Monday, President Bush is expected to sign his Medicare reform package into law. And now the architect of that legislation, Thomas Scully, says he's stepping down to take a job in the private sector. It's nothing new for government officials to make a transition into lucrative lobbying jobs. There's nothing illegal about it either. But according to former Congressman Dick Zimmer, it's unsavory and unethical. Zimmer, who is now president of the Republican Leadership Council, is himself a lobbyist, but he advocates imposing higher ethical standards for that industry. He spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Congressman Dick Zimmer, when you were in Congress, you introduced something called the Revolving Door Act. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. It was designed to clarify the gray area between public service and private gain and to make sure that the contacts and the access that members of Congress and members of the executive branch got for serving the public couldn't immediately be used for their own personal financial advantage.
And did that act go anywhere?
No.
What do you think? Why do you think not?
There are statutory restrictions that many people think are quite adequate or even more than adequate that have a one-year ban on executive branch retirees lobbying the executive branch or congressional branch people lobbying the congressional branch.
And let's talk for a second about Thomas Scully, the Bush Medicare architect. He announced he'll be leaving the job in 2 weeks. He was meeting with firms as Congress was debating the Medicare bill, and some of the firms that he's talking about going to are advisors to Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and Bristol-Myers Squibb, Eli Lilly, all the household drug manufacturers. They say that what he's doing isn't against the law. Should it be?
The fact is, Mr. Scully was a lobbyist before he went to the administrative branch. Now, he was a very good lobbyist. He lobbied me when I was in Congress. So I think it's legitimate for a company to, or a law firm to want to hire him based on the skills that he obtained and the knowledge that he had before he went in the public sector. I do think that this is an example where the one-year ban ought to be lengthened. And, he will probably be part of a team that's going to be integrally involved in lobbying on behalf of private clients, and my legislation would prohibit that and prohibit him from supervising such a team.
You're a lobbyist right now, is that correct?
Yeah. I waited longer than the period of time that I had prescribed in my legislation before coming back to Washington.
Is there any lobbying that you could do, but you choose not to, just out of ethical considerations?
I don't know whether you'd call it ethical, but I was proud of being a fiscal conservative and lobbying against pork, and I don't think I'd be comfortable trying to put in some unnecessary spending in an appropriations bill.
What about going to places like, I guess in the Senate there's a cloakroom. Is there an equivalent in the House?
Yes, there is. In fact, my legislation would said that former members who are lobbyists shouldn't have access to areas that the general membership doesn't. I'm not a member of the House gym, and when I've been in the Capitol, I have to admit once or twice I was in the cloakroom, but I didn't obviously do any lobbying there, and I went in to take a look at a newspaper or something.
Dick Zimmer represented New Jersey in the House of Representatives for 6 years. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And that interview from Day to Day's Mike Pesca.